Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First things daily, we make God happy when we make Him the first priority of our lives on a daily basis. Welcome also to Tuesday, the second day in June. Please open your hand and heart to receive God, what God has sent our way this day. Be responding with amen. I receive it. As the Lord lives, this 6 months shall be better for you than the first five months behind you. Day two. Two is God's number for double, and six is God's number for man. For on the sixth day in creation, God made man after His own image and likeness, and He gave him dominion over all other creatures. He also commanded him to be fruitful, to multiply and replenish. So I speak to your life, divine ability to operate in dominion. You will be in charge. You will rule and reign in your spheres of life. Do this. Let everyone do this. Wave your right hand over and above your head. Do so the second time, as if you are waving up disturbing flies. I prophesy, the evil cloud covering your glory is hereby waved off. Your visibility will come. The cloud rolled away. You shall be a testimony of God's goodness and mercy this new month. This is God's word for everyone this month. Isaiah 45 verse 2. God says, I will go before you to make the crooked path straight. This is for you. God will give you divine direction. Your steps shall be divinely ordered. Please anoint the sole of your feet today and even the toes, and prophesy to your legs and say, be guarded to my waiting miracles. Yes, your steps will be guarded. June 2, born people, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God and man will bless you today for your birthday. Happy birthday. Right? First issue today. Let's listen, learn, and apply. Happy new month, Daddy, and my TPGS siblings. Please advise me, sir. My in-law is a Christian. He works in a government office and extorts money on services that are supposed to be free. He used the proceeds to open a business center. I went there last week and discovered that the staff that were selling were pocketing the money. Please, do I report to him or let him suffer from his dishonesty? Thank you, Daddy. Wow. This is one of the unfortunate situations in which we find ourselves as a society, as a country. Corruption everywhere. Stealing and dishonesty from civil servants to security officers, gatemen, cleaner, buyers and sellers everywhere, even in some churches. Extortion. Stealing is really unfortunate. As a product of bad leadership over us over the years that has given birth to a corrupt society, even if you tell him, he will still suffer. The source of his fund in establishing that business is ungodly. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? I will advise that what you really owe him is prayers. He called himself a Christian doing that. I'm sure he goes to church. He hears sermons. Also pray. But he also joined in the bad gang of extorting people, creating protocol that will force people to give bribe. It's unfortunate. Psalm 11 says, what can the righteous do when evil foundation is laid? Now, please have your peace. Pray for him. But if you feel like telling him, do so. If you feel otherwise, leave him. The business will still crumble and collapse at a point because it's from the corruption proceed. Evil will not last forever. Listeners, please make your contribution if you have a word on this. Another person. Good morning, sir. Daddy said he was going to pray and consecrate our bathing soap for 7 days. He prayed over it, I think twice or so. I guess Daddy must have probably forgotten. Please help us to remind Daddy more grace and more options. Wow. That's true. I like TPJF members. You don't seem to forget whatever I mentioned here. I will still do so. Please keep listening. Another person. I was overwhelmed when Governor Seyi Makinde won the governorship seat in Oyo State. Was even more happier when I saw him in your church for Thanksgiving service, which made me believe he's a Christian. Please talk to him to remember the oath he took to secure people's lives and properties. He should rescue those children and their teachers in Ogbomosho School held in captivity by the bandits. We have all been bleeding at heart and praying for God to their rescue. He, His Excellency, should do the needful to rescue them. Daddy, please talk to him. He's your son. Wow. We are all bleeding and at pains to see what insecurity has become in our countries and to see the pains and injuries the bandits are inflicting on their captives. It is true that the governor comes around to worship with us once in a while. He also goes to other churches too. The truth is, we don't own them. They call us their fathers by mouth, political talk. But hardly do we have access to them, not as free or as frequently as some people may think. Why? We did not produce them. We did not own them. Politicians only respect and do the bidding of the platform that produced them at the primaries for public election. They are godfathers, which we are not. You won't believe that sometimes we want to talk to them. For 3 months, we have not succeeded. That's why people like me continue to advocate that church fathers should wake up, let's unlock our members, and then use the population that God has given us as church members to start producing candidates and not being mere voters. We have sent words to him for advice on what he should do since we cannot see him directly. I'm sure he too must be trying his best. Nigerian Constitution also made governors handicapped. Nigerian Constitution called governors the chief and security officer of their state, but deprived them the power. The police and the army in the state do not answer to them. Their control is from Abuja. The bandits are demanding huge ransom in billions. I think that's what the government must be finding difficult to do. He must be doing his best, I suppose. Let's all of us join in prayers for the rescue of our citizens. We will not give up on Nigeria. God will deliver this country. I am sure you must have been hearing and reading and seeing my videos on the church role in rescuing Nigeria. But if church fathers are not listening, I pray they will listen one day. Please let all of us be praying. This is our country. We have no other country. The bandits will not take over by the grace of God. Please forward this to all on your contact. TPGL UK conference is counting down. 2 days conference in Manchester, UK. I will be there Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. Conference is free, but registration is important for logistics and planning. All of us in Nigeria, all over Africa and all over the world that have our loved ones in UK, please encourage them to be there. Send your name and also say, I will attend, to any of these 2 numbers. These are the people on ground that are helping us to organize. 074-111-28401. That's Pastor Deola. Then Pastor Franklin, 079-178-9708. Ask them for details of hotel, transportation, train station, tube station. All our listeners in UK, Europe, take 1 day off. Arrange your work. I know you are strictly on arrangement there. Then the second edition of No More Delay service will be coming up in our Lagos Center, Stephen's Spring Chapel International, Goshen Land, opposite Allen Avenue, right on the main road there. You can't miss it. Friday, June 12th, from 8 a.m. June 12th is a public holiday in Nigeria. No work, no traffic. Please arrive on time. The yoke of delays shall be broken. Those that have been there before, please come. And if the Lord has removed delay in your life, come and give testimonies. The two telephone numbers to call or chat with for more information on the No More Delays on Friday, June 12th in Lagos, 0806-4788-392 and 0803-909-2578. Start calling now. Our seed this month is seed 6666. As many seeds as you can send. 66,666 naira, 66 kobo. 6,666 naira, 66 kobo. 5,432,666 naira, 66 kobo. Or whatever you can send. And that is different from our tithing, personal tithe, or corporate tithing. Different from our battle, thanksgiving seed, and partnerships commitment seed. Do as God lays in your heart. I pray for you intensely. Each time we receive the alert of your seed. All our UK brethren, all in America, all over the world, using PayPal and HSBC, I pray for you every time we receive your alert. Let's keep it up. God will keep enlarging his kingdom and keep blessing our lives. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Have a good day and have a wonderful month. Bye.